Hello everybody. Welcome back for the first real session, let's say. We have here Astrid Emde. She's from OSGEO. She has been involved with OSGEO member since 2010 and is board member since 2017, I think. And she's going to tell us everything about OSGEO and how it is interacting with OpenStreetMap. Click.
Yeah, hello. Hello, everybody here at SOTM 2019 in Heidelberg. It's my first SOTM, so I'm very glad to be here. I am involved in OSGEO since a long time, since the beginning in 2006. And with this presentation, I would like to introduce you into OSGEO and see how OSGEO is connected to OpenStreetMap and how it is a great combination. So the talk is Get to Know OSGEO and how OSGEO is connected to OpenStreetMap, open source software and open education making use of OpenStreetMap data. And we are really happy that OpenStreetMap is there. So as said, I'm in the board. I live in Cologne in Germany, and so it was easy to get here. And I was here in 2011 with FOSGES conference where we had the pleasure to be in Heidelberg already. So as you can see here, I'm part of OSGEO and OpenStreetMap. I'm a mapper as well, but didn't map so much yet. And let's see what OSGEO is about. So we have so many acronyms, and maybe not everyone knows what it means. So it's Open Source Geospatial Foundation, and it stands for Free, Open, Self-Organizing, and Global Community. And let's see what OSGEO is about. It's a non-profit software organization providing organizational, legal, and financial support for projects. We will learn about the projects in a minute. OSGEO is volunteer-driven, so we don't have staff. We don't have employees. Everyone is done by the community. We have passionate members all over the world and individuals that run OSGEO. And OSGEO promotes adoption of open geospatial technology all around the world, and we have partnerships, open approach to software, standards, data, and education. So that's a short introduction on OSGEO. And the history, if we look back, here you can see the old logo. It was established in 2006 at a meeting in Chicago with financial support of Autodesk at that time. And some companies were involved, you will see in a minute. And just a note, OSM was there already, so it was 2004 when OpenStreetMap was founded. And this meeting was driven and organized by some companies, by some projects you can see here. It was GDEL, MapServer, QGIS, GrassGIS, and PostGIS who were already there. These are software projects, and people from these communities were running the meeting and founded OSGEO. So our goal is supporting open source software development, and this means that we support projects, and we have at the moment 25 graduated projects. All these projects go through an incubation process. So we review the code, we watch whether the community is active, whether the mailing list is there, code of conduct, a license, whether all these information is provided. And then after this incubation process, software projects are, getting OSGEO projects. And here you can see we have projects from different categories: web mapping, desktop, libraries, and spatial data, metadata catalogs, and others. Maybe you don't know all of them, but it's a good combination, and some of the projects are combining together and sharing ideas and interact with each other. So in addition to the OSGEO projects, we have community projects. They are not incubated already, but maybe they want to incubate and get OSGEO projects, or maybe they are only our friends and are associated to OSGEO. So here you can see the projects marked with the stars that are projects that are in incubation process at the moment, like Proge, a library for transformation, or Oscario, which is a web Node.js client, and many more. Here you can see the logos of all our OSU projects and friends. So you see it's a big variety of software products. And yeah, many of these projects love OSM, because with OpenStreetMap we have the possibility to easily get data and use it in our software projects. So a lot of them integrated OpenStreetMap already. So for example, OpenLayers and Leaflet, they have support for OpenStreetMap services. We have OSM-based services as base maps, for example, for MapBender. We have a desktop GIS, QGIS, which is possible to load OSM data, which is due to GDAL, the library that supports OSM, and that is integrated in a lot of software projects. And maybe if you are interested in routing, pgrouting could be interesting for you, which also enables, makes possible routing on OpenStreetMap data. So we love OpenStreetMap, and maybe OSM users love OSU projects as well, because, for example, with QGIS, you can easily visualize your OpenStreetMap data and make nice projects, nice maps, and with the other software, you also can use your OpenStreetMap data. So we both work together very good. With OSU, we have a meeting every year. All the projects and friends, we meet at our annual Phosphor-G conference. This was some weeks ago in Bucharest, and here you can see the people who are running OSU. So, as I said, I'm in the OSU board. For 2 years, people are elected in the board, and here you can see the directors that are active at the moment. And we have presidents. This is Maria Maria de Reina, that's her. We have a secretary, that's me. We have a treasurer, that's Michael, he is here. And we have a chief returning officer. They are responsible for the elections, which will approach in some weeks, where we will run for new board elections. And we have a lot of OSU committees, which are maybe focusing on marketing, on technical things, on local chapters, and run the community. So let's see how many members we have. Yeah, when you have a look at the wiki, we have more than 5,600 members, but there are some bots around there, so maybe that's not a very good number. We have a new website where more than 900 registrations are done on the website, and you could fill a profile for your registration and tell us about who you are on the website. We have several mailing lists for all of our projects, and we have mailing lists for OSGU, where you can share ideas. So there we have more than 33,700 unique registrations. And so it's not very clear to say who are the OSU members and how many we are. But we have elected members, we call them charter members, and that are people from our community that got suggested by others and that maybe are very active, are developer activists, and they are advocates in their countries and promote OSU for us. So you can, if you are not a charter member yet, you could get elected in the next election process. And again, if we compare it with OpenStreetMap, the actual numbers from June are that there are over 5 million OpenStreetMap registrations. So that's much more than OSGU have. We have local chapters. We have 30 local chapters all over the world. They organize meetups, conferences, code sprints. They report at this annual general meeting, and they manage translations, maybe of the software or documentation, and promote OSGU in their countries. And let's ask the questions. Local chapters, are they connected to OpenStreetMap? For the German local chapter, PhosGS, we can say yes, they are very much connected, because PhosGS is a German language local chapter from OSGU, and also the official local chapter for the OpenStreetMap Foundation for Germany. So in Germany, or in German language countries, it's the case. We are more than 200 members. We are a good combination, PhosGS and OpenStreetMap. Maybe we have different interests. some are more focused on software, the others more on data and amenities and tags and how to map, and the others more in software. But we are working fine together. And maybe if you look at other local chapters, this combination is there as well. So OSGU is working quite good together with OpenStreetMap, and people are not only OSGU, but maybe both in one person. So these conferences we run, the global one is every year. We had it in Bucharest at the end of August, and here you can see where Phosphor-G traveled around the world. Next year it is in Calgary in August in Canada, and here you can see our community in Bucharest. There were more than 1,000 people. Some of them are here. I see smiles in the audience, and we had a great event there. So these Phosphor-Gs, they don't only cover OSGU, but also OSM topics. So there are many talks about technology and about mapping as well. And you can meet developer, you can talk about new features and software. But you also can talk about use cases, and often solutions with OpenStreetMap are presented there. And in addition to this, yeah, and dancing and party, that's a big part of Phosphor-G as well. And we have Tone, so maybe there this year there was a big party. maybe you can't see it properly, but there was dancing and a lot of music, and we had a lot of fun. So if you can't come to this global conference, we have many, many regional conferences going on all over the year. While we are here in the UK, there is a Phosphor-G UK going on. Last week was Phosphor-G Japan, and it's really a vibrant community. And as you can see here, for example, Phosphor-G Sodom Oceania will be in November. And there is in the title already open Sodom. So it's a combination of Phosphor-G and Sodom. Yeah, we have conferences, we have community sprints, we call them. Maybe you have mapathons. We have communities or code sprints where we spend time together, code, write documentation, and whatever we do. We have them quite often here at Linux Hotel. Phos EV is organizing it twice a year in Essen at the Linux Hotel, and these are pictures from there. But we have it also all over the world, and this is a picture from last year where we have been in Dar es Salaam after Phosphor-G conference, and it's nice to see where all these people come from, working on software, working on OpenStreetMap, and sharing their ideas. We are involved in Google Summer of Code since 12 years already, and we run several projects with we run solutions with students from all over the world. In 2019 we had 7 students working for us, working together with us. We have since 2 years we are involved in Google Code In, which are for pupils projects where they can work on. And we are present at conferences and other events not run by us, but where we are invited. So beyond software, we work together with partners to promote our goal: open source, open data, open standards, open educations, open science. And we sign MOOCs, we say. Memorandum of Understanding. So we have 14 organizations already that signed a MOU with us, and here you can see the first MOU was signed in 2011 between OSGU and the International Cartographic Association. Here you can see the first president, it's Arnulf Christel, and in the second picture is Jeff McKenna, together with George Gardner, signing this MOU. And now we have 14 MOUs altogether, and one, for example, is signed in 2018 with the Youth Mapper community. So here's OpenStreetMap involved already. But yeah, the question maybe, why didn't we sign a MOU with OpenStreetMap itself? So people from OSGU and OpenStreetMap Foundation, they talked maybe at Linux Hotel years ago in 2006, and in the following days they were discussing, but in the end no MOU was signed, as OpenStreetMap does not do that. They don't have most. But we are friends already, and we are running events and our community already, so that doesn't matter. And maybe it's no need for MO, but we have a category in our wiki where OpenStreetMap is listed as like-minded organizations. So that's maybe MO for us. I will finish in a minute, some seconds. So we have another project. It's Go Geo for All. It's an OSGEO educational initiative, and there OpenStreetMap is involved as well, because we use this data for our webinars and courses. And here you can see the missions and goals of the Geo for All initiative. And you see that we have more than 100 labs all over the world where universities or organizations provide rooms and computers or make talks where people can find out about OSGEO software. And if you are in a university, you can get involved. And there's one more project that I would like to introduce. It's OSGEO for GeoLife. It's a software collection with more than 50 projects that you can download. It's an Ubuntu 18.4 version that has all the software, has data and documentation. You have always a quick start and an overview for all these projects, and you find OpenStreetMap data on this OSGEO Live. We have every year the data of the actual Phosphor G, so this time it is Bucharest data, and we have OSM software also on this OSGEO Live. So it's worth a try if you want to try out all the software for OSGEO. It's really easy to get it running. So my conclusion is OSGEO and OpenStreetMap are a great combination, and I want to wish you may the force be with you for the whole of conference, for your whole life, and I hope you enjoy the conference and have a great time. And one thing that I want to stop with, now I need the tone. So this is a musical that was in Denver at Phosphor G 2011, and it's Skylar Earle singing Everyone's a Mapper on His Own Way, and this should show the diversity in our community, so everyone can do the way you like, and this is how the power of our community is. And I added the link to the slides. Maybe you can't hear it so properly now, but it's worth listening. It's not only him, but other great OSGEO people singing there and presenting, and that's what Phosphor G is about as well. So, hope you enjoyed the introduction, and hope you are curious about getting to know more about... One before, okay. Great combination. Okay, so if you want to learn more about OSGEO, we have a booth here at Sodom, and you are welcome to come around, get some stickers, get information, and get involved.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your talk, Astrid. Give her a big clap. I myself remember the dancing last year in Tanzania. That's really nice. Who of you have a question for Astrid about this wonderful combination of the two angles on mapping the world? There is a question. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Ariane from FLOSS Kosovo. How do educational partnerships work?
How do educational partnerships work? That was a question, yeah? Okay, as I showed it, there was this Geo for All initiative. So if you want to get involved, you can apply for a lab. And in the Geo for All website, you will find a link what you have to do to set up a lab. So for your country or for your location, you could set up a lab and get involved. And if you don't have a lab that you would like to invent, you can share the Geo for All chapter and get active there. And yeah, maybe that's a question. The other. Mm-hmm.
Somebody else a question?
As a follow-up to that one, for your educational resources for schools, do you tag that to the open education resources so it can be searched?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
So my question is, there are lots of great resources out there for teachers that want to teach students or give them an opportunity to use spatial analysis to look at real-world problems. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to find those resources because they're not aligned to the standards from the different jurisdictions to the curriculum.
This question refers first again to the Geo4All initiative. They are like an umbrella for getting open source, this educational more widespread, and maybe that's the best point to get connected to them to spread the educational material. That's their mission, and I would suggest OSGEO Live, it's a good starting point as well.
Thanks a lot.
There's a question here.
I think time is up. She's still around.
Yeah. Okay. So, thanks for...
You want the last one?
Or? It's a very, very quick one.
Well, my name is Thierry. It's I'm French, but I've been living in Brazil for more than 20 years, and I've been doing a work of supporting OpenStreetMap very actively, not that much from the technical point of view, but more from the relationship point of view with governments, etc. And in fact, I've been to a Fosfor G once there in Brazil, but I didn't understand very well what it was. And I think I could do both things, in fact, speaking more about OpenGeo and not only about OpenStreetMap when I go and visit governments and companies.
That was a statement or a question or...
Yeah, that was a statement, but in fact, do you think there is an opportunity? I mean, would that be something good?
To talk about... Yeah. I'm so bad in understanding these questions, sorry. So an opportunity to focus more on...
Because I'm doing a lot of contacts with governments and companies, telling them, use more OpenStreetMap. Mm-hmm. And I think there is an opportunity to do more things together with you at the same time.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thanks
I've
for
already
the
answered the question. So that was quick.
I guess you can continue the discussions.
Okay.
The discussions afterwards. I think there are a lot of collaborations possible. OSGEO is doing great work, and we're happy to have you around here. Thanks a lot. Give her a last applause.
Good.